What is that?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686.
What was that?
That's the bumper. David, we're on the air right now.
All right. I wanted to, we'll go ahead and intro the show, and then we'll talk.
Okay, Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. That was the bumper music?
That was the bumper music. Did you get the thing that I sent over?
Okay, David Hall is on the...
We're live right now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me explain to the audience that, Phil.
Let me tell them that this is David Hall, who's the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show. We are on the air. You had called during the news break to give me a heads up.
Well, I had sent over something, and I don't know if Craig showed you where it was.
I don't know. What is he talking about?
There's a keg of beer. We sent over the green beer.
I didn't see it.
All right. Let me explain to you, Phil, and I know that we're on the air right now, so I'll explain to your audience. We are, I heard you talking about your washing machine and the problems that you're having with it, and I spent an hour listening to that, and that's fine, but this is St. Patrick's Day, and all over Los Angeles, all over the country, there's a lot of disc jockeys and radio personalities paying attention to St. Patrick's Day, and I was going to ask you when you were going to start doing something, because for a solid hour I've been listening to you talking about your...
Well, I wasn't planning on any St. Patrick's. The reason why I did that is because I had another problem.
Right, I heard about it.
Another problem with the dryer.
Right, I heard about it, but today is... Excuse me, Phil, today's St. Patrick's Day, and I wanted to get a heads up on this thing. If you got the green beer, or if you... If Craig told you about...
Craig told me that there was something from you. I didn't know that it was a kegger. Open that up, Craig. What is that? It's a kegger, okay. Is that a kegger of green beer?
It's a kegger of green beer because you people, on St. Patrick's Day, this is the day that you people enjoy doing that. And what I'm saying is we've got a lot of possibility and a lot of audience that we can play with St. Patrick's Day. So I don't know why you were talking for an hour about your washer and dryer.
And, well, when you say you people, I mean...
Well, you're Irish and you're Catholic, right, Phil? I don't think I'm talking out of school.
I am Irish and I was raised Catholic, yes.
And Schaefer is part Irish and he was raised Catholic.
Mike Schaefer is. I don't know, Craig, you? Nothing going on there. He's Protestant and English, I guess.
All right, but the point is, you people, on St. Patrick's Day, you drink the beer and you do that stuff. I don't want to spell it out for you, Phil.
I don't know what you mean by you people.
You, Irish Catholics, this is your day. And this is the day that you entertain us with all of this stuff that you do. Why do I have to explain this? I don't understand.
I'm not sure I know what it is. Do you want me to do some St. Patrick's Day stuff?
What did we talk about early this week, Phil? I really want to apologize to your audience because we're talking about things that we should have talked about or were talked about before you went on the air earlier this week, and apparently you don't remember any of it.
I knew that you suggested that I do some things for St. Patrick's Day.
That is correct.
All right. I decided that I would not do anything for St. Patrick's Day.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
Because I don't think it's a little... I think it's a little dull. I'm not interested. I mean, I don't mind it, okay?
But you people, and when I say you people, the Irish Catholic people on St. Patrick's Day are one of the reasons why we enjoy the day. We like to watch you do what you do. You drink and you sing, and it's fun. And I thought that you would bring some of that to the radio. As an Irish Catholic, Phil, I thought you'd have the common decency to drink your beer and sing your songs and entertain the rest of us who look forward to this day to watch you people. You know, you're amusing.
We're amusing.
Well, you are, and I don't think that I'm talking out of school. You're very amusing with your Irish songs and your beer drinking. So why is it that we're not into this? Why are we not doing any St. Patrick's Day stuff? Why haven't you broken out that beer?
I didn't break out the beer because, first of all, I didn't know that it was a kegger, and I don't know whether I should be getting wasted on the air.
It's all right. I mean, that's what this is about, is St. Patrick's Day. It's a once-a-year celebration that the rest of us enjoy because we can watch you and the rest of the Irish and the Catholics... You know, act the way that you act. So that's why we wanted you to break out the beer Have you had a beer yet? Or has Craig had one?
Why don't you pour me a beer? You want me to have a beer?
Yes, for Christ's sake. I'd excuse my language, but yes. And
all right, give me a beer, Mike. All right, here's to you. There.
One swig.
For now, yeah.
All right. And the other thing that we want you to do, I don't know why I got to explain this to you, Phil.
Tell me what you want me to do, okay? I'm Irish, I'm Catholic, I don't know what you want me to do.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Remember who you're talking to, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is your problem? Why do I got to keep telling you what to do?
I'm Irish and I'm Catholic, I don't know what you want me to do, okay?
I want you to drink the green beer and sing some of that Irish, that mixed stuff. You know, Jesus Christ. Sing Danny Boy. Craig, has he got the CD?
What CD?
Craig, has he got the CD?
He's nodding his head yes.
All right, sing it.
You're
Irish, aren't you? And you're Catholic. Start singing and drinking.
Is that the CD? Oh, Danny Boy.
Jesus.
The pipes, the pipes. David, I don't even know that.
I said to sing Danny Boy.
From glen to glen and down. I don't know how.
Why is this so damn hard for you? It should be in your nature. You're an Irishman, you're Catholic, you people drink and you sing. Why are you not drinking and singing?
David, I'm in the middle of a work day.
Drink and sing, Phil. It amuses the rest of us to see you Irish Catholics do this stuff. Now do it.
To go. I don't even know the song.
Sing!
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes, the pipes.
Oh, God, you suck.
What do you want me to do here? I don't know the words to this song.
I thought you people knew all of those songs.
When you say you people, I think I'm taking a little bit of offense at that, David.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry if you're taking offense at that. Your feelings right now are secondary to the entertainment of the audience. St. Patrick's Day comes around once a year, and you and the other Irish and all the Catholics, or whoever the hell you people are, you're supposed to do your thing, and we enjoy it. And you have done nothing but sit there and tell me all the reasons why you can't do it.
You want me to?
I want you to do an Irish accent. I want you to sing a song. I want you to drink some beer. Do a joke about a pipe bomb.
Do a joke about a pipe?
I said to do a joke about a pipe bomb. Look, the audience expects mics like you to pump up the St. Paddy's Day stuff. Talk about rainbows and pots of gold and crap like that. Go. Go!
All
right, here's a pipe bomb joke. A guy and a dog walk into a bar with a pipe bomb. Okay, that's all right. Now I got you going. Go.
I don't know a pipe bomb joke, okay?
Well, talk about a leprechaun. Come on!
Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. I'm Irish and Catholic, and I like to drink, and oh, boy, the leprechauns are out, and if you see a rainbow, there's a pot.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this.
Give out the phone number. Let's get some mixed calling. I'm going to tell you something, Phil. Today is St. Patrick's Day. All over the country, you got disc jockeys and radio personalities doing stuff on St. Patrick's Day, and you're not doing squat. Do something about four-leaf clovers. Give the phone number.
1-800-449-8686.
Tell them why.
If you're Irish, Catholic, call up and tell us about how you like to drink. And what do you want me to...
Come on, do it.
If you're Irish and Catholic, call up and tell us how you like to drink and sing songs about leprechauns. I don't know, David. I mean...
God, you are pathetic. You're Irish and you're Catholic. Schaefer is too, and neither one of you guys is coming through. Now, I want songs. I want witty stories. I want you guys to get to drinking the beer, and I want you to start talking with an accent. And give us a reason, Phil, to enjoy St. Patrick's Day. The whole reason is to watch you mix do your thing, and you're letting me down. And I'm sorry I got to do this on the air, Phil.
Well, you're doing it on the air, and you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry, but this is something we talked about early in the week.
I got to take a break. I'm going to put him on hold, okay? If he starts screaming at you, Mike, just tell him that I had to take a break. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449. I am mortified. I do not wish to drink that beer, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. First of all, I'm not supposed to drink beer around radio equipment. Are we near? We're not near a transmitter here, though, are we? I got to drive home, too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Hello. What?
Is anybody listening to me right now?
Yes.
Tell him to stop that and play the music I wanted.
Play the music that he said. Jesus, I mean, I'm...
There you go, there it is. This is the Phil Henry...
I can't hear it, but...
Is it on the air?
Yes, sir.
There it is.
From Glen to Glen.
All right. This is the Phil Henry Show. My name is David G. Hall. I am the the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry is Irish Catholic, and on this day, St. Patrick's Day, I know we are all excited about watching the Irish Catholics enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Traditionally, they enjoy a drink and sing songs about, you know, pots of gold and leprechauns and stuff like that. Now, listen to this. This is a Mick, and I say that with great respect. This is an Irishman who...
You know, you can't say Mick and not say that, you know, not be offensive.
Hold on for a minute, okay? This is an Irishman who's singing right here. Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so we all want to drink pints of beer and sing Irish songs, but we need the Irish Catholics to lead us. Now, I don't work with a lot of them, but one of them is Phil Henry. So take it away, Phil, on this St. Patrick's Day, and start singing this song, if you wouldn't mind, Phil.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. I don't...
Just sing the song. Don't tell people you don't know the words.
If you come...
Say sure and be gora. My dear sainted mother, say something in Irish, Phil. Come on, please.
Sure and begorra, my dear sainted Irish mother.
Now take a drink of the beer.
There, I took a drink of the beer.
How much have you had?
I'm sorry?
How much have you... Jesus Christ. How much have you had?
I've had a couple of pints, okay?
Do some more of the Irish stuff.
Sure and begorra, my dear sainted Irish mother. Oh, woe is me.
Did you get the fax that I sent over? Read that.
Sure and begorra, oh, my dear sainted Irish mother, I'm so happy to be here in the new world. The potato famine drove my people out. Now I can live here in New York City, and someday I want to be a police officer. God.
What?
What is this, man? I mean...
Look, Phil, you're the guy that ignored my directive about St. Patrick's Day. Now read it. And do it with the accent, like I told you. Do it.
Sure and begorra, my poor sainted Irish mother. I'm so sad being away from her here in America, but someday I'll become a police officer in New York City. There.
Great, that was great. Now take some calls from some Mix or whoever's out there. And read the thing.
Oh, David, I can't read this.
Read it!
If you're an Irish Mick, give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. We want to hear stories about being Irish. Tucson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, I'm a little disappointed in your boss there. I think it's a very offensive what he's trying to get you to do. I'm sorry. I was listening to the radio. It was just unbelievable. I thought this was, like, made up. If this is your boss...
There's the guy, okay?
What's your problem?
I think you're offensive.
I'm offensive.
I think it's ridiculous.
To who? Who am I offensive to?
To me, this American right here, the one that's talking to you on the phone.
You Irish?
You know what? My last name is Irish, but I happen to be black, so if...
Well, I guess that rules it out then, doesn't it?
Well, I think maybe if it was Black History Month, I should be doing something...
Well, guess what? It ain't Black History Month. Yeah, maybe we'd have you tap dance, okay? I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
And you're the vice president.
No, but what I'm trying to say, sir, this is a day in which the Irish Catholics...
What I'm trying to say is that you're offensive. You're offensive, okay?
How am I offensive?
The way you're treating your employee, you're the boss, forcing him to drink, and then telling him that he has to... You're an Irishman.
No, I'm not... I said to him, take a couple of sips of beer.
No, I heard exactly what you said.
And tell
you
some...
You were very offensive. You're
you know, you're very politically correct, sir. What I were trying to...
I am not. I am not. It's
you're
unbelievable.
Not.
I'm just saying, I'm a boss, and if I treated my employees like that...
Phil, read the thing. See, if
they would get rid of me.
Let me just ask you a question. Tell me whether this is entertaining or not. Phil, read that page B.
You know, okay,
just listen, okay?
I'll listen.
David, please.
Read page B.
Sure and begotta, it's wonderful to be here in the United States. All of me dreams have come true. After the revolution and Michael Collins and all his mates were put in prison, there wasn't much left for me in the old country. But now I can fund the Irish Republican Army and all the stalwarts, and someday Ireland will be one.
You didn't do the accent.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. What'd you think of that, sir?
It's amazing to me that you're having to read this stuff.
Well, you know something? You don't get St. Patrick's Day. It might
be
because you're
black.
No,
actually, I do.
It might be
because I run a couple bars, and that's what I do.
It might be because you're black. I don't know.
You're right. I'm not allowed to have feelings for other people because
No, it's just you don't get the whole cultural thing.
David, do you understand that this guy is sticking up?
I don't want to hear you, Phil. I'm talking to the listener.
I think that
could it be because you're black?
And the way you're approaching this is wrong. Maybe I think it's really incorrect.
Read the thing, Phil. Do it better.
Oh, me dear old grandma, sure and begorra, she was a saint, I tell you. I lit a candle for her today at St. Mary's. Sure and begorra, better give me a beer. I'm on my lunch break. I got to get back to my job putting brakes onto Volvos at the factory. Give me a double whiskey for the road.
So that's all they are.
Irishmen
are people who can do menial labor and... who drink all the time. That's what you're telling me.
Wait a second. What's today? St. Patrick's Day. You run two bars. Is that what you said to me?
Yes, I did.
What are people doing tonight in your bars?
They're drinking.
You got it right, my brother. And they're drinking in honor of these Micks who made our country great the same way black people did. The same way black people did, the Irish did. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Yes, we're playing it right now.
Great, this is great. Is this the Irish stuff?
Yes, sir, it's the Irish stuff.
Great. How much beer have you had to drink?
I've had a couple of pints.
Well, why do you keep sounding so irritated and depressed? You know, I want you to straighten your attitude out, Phil, and for just one brief, shining moment, help me. Don't fight me. Help me. Okay? You got all of your little listeners calling in. I am trying to make your St. Patrick's Day show better. Read the thing.
David, I...
Read it! And do the accent.
Oh, sure and begorra, my dear old sainted grandma. She was a saint, I tell you. Yes, she was. I have to go down to St. Mary's Church, light a candle for her. Then I get back to the factory, where I'll go ahead and put lug nuts on Chevrolets. No thanks, love. I'm driving. Oh, well, better make it a double whiskey then. There, do you feel better?
Was that in the script?
No, but do you feel better? You know, I'm a stereotype now. Better make it a double whiskey.
You're drinking. You're a Mick, so you should be happy. What's up with you? Be happy, be jovial, and turn that Mick music up.
I am...
Turn the Mick stuff up. There you go. La, 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 la. This is great. Sing along to it, Mick.
I don't even know the song.
Sing along. La, la, la. Oh, you're pathetic. What kind of an Irishman are you? You can't sing a happy song. Irishmen are supposed to be jovial and happy on St. Patrick's Day. And you let me down, and you let your audience down, Phil.
I think that it is an offensive stereotype to say, oh, well, better make it a double, love.
Wait, what the mate? It's St. Patrick's Day. People are drinking. You have ruined another show. You have ruined another show. By fighting me, you've ruined another show. Take a phone call. Do something, Phil. You're dying.
Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Charleston.
Sorry.
Yes, hello.
Yes. I disagree. I think your boss just ruined the show. He's offensive. He hasn't got a clue.
Oh, come on. What do you mean offensive?
How did you get this job?
I happen to be the vice.
How did you get this job?
I get the job because I'm one of the top programming minds in America. In America.
Well, you need to reassess your career choice.
Ma'am, this is St. Patrick's Day. I'm trying to get my Irish Catholic host to begin to impart some of the joviality of the Irish Catholics when they drink.
Well, I'm Irish Catholic, and guess what? I find it offensive.
I find
it terribly
offensive.
I guess
offensive. The truth hurts, huh?
It's ridiculous.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
What is your nationality? What's your orientation?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, right. I would. That's
so
why I'm asking you.
So you can start offending me?
Yes, I'd like to call you whatever it is
that
you
want. Oh, I see. So sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. So
well, you're
playground.
Hurting everybody else. What difference does it make? Do you know the word politically correct?
For every show that you ruin, Phil, I'm going to pull an affiliate from your show.
Oh, you're so ridiculous.
Oh, so
what's
you're
wrong
in
with you?
You're in favor of
grow
political.
Up.
You're in favor of political correctness.
Grow up.
Is that what you're in favor of?
Grow up. Get a clue.
I asked you a question.
Learn how to get along in society.
Phil, tell the lady that you're an Irish Catholic.
I'm Irish
so
Catholic,
what?
Ma'am.
What difference does that make?
Tell her that today is St. Patrick's Day.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Now, be jovial.
Oh, well, you know what? That just makes it all right, doesn't
tell
it?
Tell her a story.
Hi, ma'am. I'm Phil Henry. My family came here from Ireland, County Meath, back in the 19th century. I'm really embarrassed, David.
Tell her the story.
You're embarrassing the whole company that you work for, sir. You're embarrassing everyone.
You say
you're
Irish?
Yes, I am.
Are you drinking?
No, I don't drink beer.
What do you drink?
Not everybody that's Irish drinks beer.
What do you drink?
Well, I drink wine.
Oh, white
you think I could
wine.
Sit around the fire and sing some songs with my big old glass of wine, a couple pints of wine?
I bet you could.
How would that be?
I bet you could, couldn't you? Go
I
ahead,
could
Phyllis.
Tell some silly stories and act like a retard?
Act like the Irish person that you are, yeah.
I want to get this clear. So the Irish, wait a minute, so the Irish are retarded. Is that what we are?
She said it. I didn't say it, okay? I'm saying for you and this woman to sing an Irish song, it's St. Patrick's Day, you owe it to us.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. Every year
you people
are screaming about it. Sing a song, Henry.
I don't know what.
Ask the lady, what songs do you know, ma'am?
I don't know any of them.
You know Danny Boy.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You know Danny Boy.
What are you yelling?
Wait.
Wait a second. You're yelling at one of my listeners now?
Sing Danny Boy with her.
I tell you what. Why don't you sing it for me since you seem to know the words?
Play the song for this broad.
No, you
David.
Sing it. You know the words. You sing it.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. Here you go.
It's so ridiculous.
Ma'am,
I can't believe it.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and you're pretending like Mix... And
you know
Irishman,
what?
All
the people you're speaking
you
to
Irish,
in the
know.
Bars, they're not listening right now. The intelligent people are listening right now.
All the Mix know Danny Boy, believe me.
All the Mix
know Danny Boy.
Oh.
That's exactly right. Now sing it.
David, hold on. Turn it off.
What did you do?
Turn it off for a second. You don't call one of my listeners a Mick. Don't refer to her as a broad. And
What do you call black people?
Black people.
Yeah, what do you call them?
Black people.
Oh, you are such a retard. I cannot believe you.
Oh, you didn't want me calling you a retard, but now you're calling me a retard.
I am. That's what I'm calling you.
All right. I got to move on here. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. Our number is 1-800-44... Do you have to play that so loud?
Yeah, keep it loud, Craig. I want to hear it. Listen to that, Phil. It's enough to bring a tear to your eye. And as an Irishman, you should help us feel the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. Now, drink more green beer.
I've been drinking.
Drink more green beer.
All right, I gotta... Now sing.
Sing. God, you blow. You're an Irishman.
David, can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you been drinking?
Oh, so suddenly this is about me, huh?
I just want to know, have you been drinking?
It's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm trying to get in the mood, but every one of you mix that I know isn't helping me out.
I got to help you get in the mood, huh? San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak to David Hall.
Yes, ma'am. David G. Hall here.
Yeah, you've been calling everybody names, derogatory national names like Mix. You, sir, are a kike.
Oh, you're in San Diego. You hate Jews down there. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, I can hate or love anybody. In fact, I'm half
well,
Jewish.
If you're in San Diego.
You're a low-grade moron, and that's why people are so hateful toward the Jews.
I'm just talking
people
about,
like
I'm
you
talking about the Irish.
Destroy it.
Don't you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
No.
You don't?
Why should I?
Because it's fun. These mixed, they drink.
I only celebrate Christmas.
Oh, you're a Jew and you celebrate Christmas. That makes sense.
And I said I was half Jewish. I was raised as a Catholic.
Well, which half of you celebrates Hanukkah?
I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
You're not half Jewish.
I was raised as a Catholic.
Look, everybody on St. Patrick's Day is Irish, including you.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Sing it.
No.
Sing it.
And you're a big dumb kike.
Well, you're half a kike.
A K-I-K-E. That's right. That's why I can say it.
All Catholics celebrate St. Patrick's Day, so start celebrating.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You're a moron.
You said you're a Catholic.
You're a moron.
You're a Catholic, right?
You're a moron.
You're a Catholic.
You're a kike.
Same thing.
Kike,
Catholic, moron. It's all the same thing.
Shut their mouths because remember Hitler.
Yeah, well, Hitler shut your mouth for you, didn't he?
No.
Oh, come on, will you?
Oh, no, I forgot. You're Catholic, so you were in bed with Hitler. I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
Wait a second,
no
David,
way.
Okay?
Come on, sing the song. You know what you are, lady? You're a kike-olic.
You're a kike.
All right, okay, you're juvenile, both of you. 1-800-449-8C. This is ridiculous. All right, what do you want me to do here, okay?
I wanted you, Phil, to start to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, as an Irish Catholic, and all you are doing is fighting me every step of the way.
I don't want to fight you. I don't know the words to Danny Boy. I don't know any witty stories.
Be jovial and happy the way that the Irish are. You don't want to be jovial, huh?
I'd love to be jovial. I don't know any pipe bomb jokes, okay?
Well?
I can't tell you any pipe bomb jokes.
A guy walks into a bar with a pipe bomb. And
okay, that's as far as the joke goes. I don't know the rest of it. I'm sorry. And I don't know Danny Boy. And I'm...
How about Aaron Gobrales is the promotion we wanted to do. What happened to that?
I didn't think Aaron Gobrales was very funny. Okay?
Aaron Gobrales is great. We want to see these Mick... you know, the Irish women. We want to see their boobs. Aaron Gobrales would be a wet T-shirt contest. And
yeah, but I didn't like the reasoning for Aaron Gobrales.
Why?
The reasoning, as it was in this memo, was that Irish women are notoriously ugly, so the only thing we have to look at are their breasts. I didn't think that that was fair.
You telling me it's wrong?
David,
are you telling me that Irish women are good looking?
I don't know whether...
You're telling me that Irish women are good looking with their bad teeth, their pasty skin, and their red hair. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is I don't think Aaron Gobrales is in good taste.
Well, then what else is an Irish woman good for? She didn't go braless. What are you going to do? You look at her face? Irish women, Phil, got big, wide, flat asses, no face. Maybe they got breasts.
Del Rey. Am I going to Del Rey or not? Here is Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that St. Patrick's Day is in honor of a saint. It is not a day for the nation as a whole to make fun of people going out and drinking. And I work
a
at
second.
A restaurant
it's
and
about
I saw
the Irish.
A lot more Americans drunk than Irish.
It's about the Irish.
It's about the Irish, but it is not a day for you to enjoy us amusing you with little dances.
Well, wait. Are you Irish? Are you Irish?
Yes, I am Irish.
Why do you sound black?
I am not black. I
swear to God, Phil,
Irish,
doesn't she?
I don't know.
She sounds black to me.
Well, get over it, because I'm not. I am a 28-year-old Irish female.
What do you think of this Erin Go Braless?
I think it's a horrible, horrible idea, and I think you are horrible for having it.
Well,
because
if you don't like the idea, why can't we find some good-looking Irish women?
Well,
David, there are a lot of good-looking.
Name one.
What?
Me. I am a good-looking.
Yeah,
Irish.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you are, with your
and
red hair, your freckled face, and your crooked teeth.
No,
Name me a good-looking Irish woman, Phil.
No, listen to.
I don't know.
There aren't any. That's
not
the point.
Not all Irish women have red hair skin.
Look, you got flat, wide rear ends.
I have dark hair and dark eyes.
The only thing you guys are good for is to show a little of that, the Erin Go Braless thing. And that's
all right. This has devolved into juvenile, something more, even more juvenile than juvenile. Okay, Irish women are ugly. I better entertain you with my beer drinking.
Well, we got to do something to save this hour. We're supposed to go Irish.
We want to save the show.
Yeah.
Then get off the phone and let him do his show.
I will if you start telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
All right, you're Irish.
Old Irish.
You're Irish American, right?
Yes.
Then you're not good looking. Have the guts to admit it.
I am very good looking.
She's full of crap. Hang up on her.
Don't
All right.
hang up on me.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
So you believe that she's ugly?
No, but I got to take a break, okay?
You hung up on her.
I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, what is this? I don't understand this.
Yeah, Craig's got it on. It's great.
David? David?
Yeah?
What is this?
Some Irish music.
What the hell is this Irish music?
Just do the show, all right? I'm trying to save your hour.
How is this Irish music?
Shut up. Just do it. All right. We can go. This is a lot of mix dance to this crap.
A lot of mix dance to this crap.
Staying alive.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Del Rey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Del Rey.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
I am absolutely appalled at what I'm hearing on this program tonight.
Come on.
I inadvertently tuned in, and to hear all of this name-calling is ridiculous.
Irish Catholics.
When people I'm not an Irish Catholic.
Well, then what do you got to
do
with
it? But when people refer to you people, that's the expression of a bigot.
No, it's not.
Do you think that all you people, do you think that all black Americans eat watermelon? Do you think all Italians belong to the mafia?
Well,
why do you think that all Irish Catholics are the same?
The point that
I'm making is... Are you the same as everybody in your ethnic group?
Well, I'll answer your question, ma'am. Mr. Henry is Irish Catholic, and he has exhibited main traits of being an Irishman. He drinks, he tells funny stories,
what he does,
and he's very jovial.
What you did...
I'm not a bigot.
Listen,
I hired him. How could I be a bigot if I hired him?
Wait a minute.
I
you're letting me talk, and that's what I'm on here for.
Are you where are you from, anyway?
Pardon me?
Are you Jew?
Yes, I am Jewish.
All right, I figured as much.
Well, what does that got to do with anything?
Well, you should figure it as much because you're an embarrassment.
I'm an embarrassment.
You certainly are.
You are
using your power as a boss on an employee and trying to treat him like a puppet.
No, ma'am, I'm trying to get
him
to celebrate.
Yes, you are. You sing
Day.
Danny Boy, you drink green beer, and you're ordering him to do this. If you disagreed with what he was doing, then you should have told him privately. You don't make an issue like this a public issue.
Phil,
because
it's
between you and him and not the whole audience.
No, but the show was supposed to be about St. Patrick's.
Whatever it was supposed to be, if he's not doing what he was supposed to do,
you
tell him privately.
I'm right here,
Instead,
David,
you are making a disgrace
of Phil, your show.
If Mr. Henry,
and
you're there?
And you know,
yes,
I'll
I'm
tell
right
you
here.
Something else.
And I want Phil to tell you something, okay, Phil?
No, wait a minute.
Lady,
before
no,
Phil tells me,
you,
I have something
you.
More to say
wait,
to
all
you.
All right, I want to hear what you have to say, but
no,
I want
I just
Phil.
Have something
want,
more to say to
hold
you.
Hold on, and I'll hear it, but I want Phil to tell you what I told. Tell the lady.
And this name-calling business is outrageous.
But just Phil, tell the lady.
What you asked me to do?
Yeah, tell her.
Sure and Begora, my old sainted mother, you must be very angry, ma'am.
I am.
May the
angry.
Saints of heaven place their blessing upon your brow, and may the wind be at your back. There, I said it to her, okay?
There, wasn't that charming?
Yes, he is charming.
He's
that
very
is charming.
See,
but that doesn't make you charming.
I'm going to tell you something. These mics are very
when
charming.
When you start, you know what I found in my life, and I'm an older lady.
One thing that the blacks...
Just a minute. You let me talk now. I'm on the ear now. Is this my time?
Yes,
are you allowing me this time?
Yes, ma'am. But one thing that blacks and Irish people have in common is they're very charming.
That they has can, nothing to do with the issue.
They tap dance and they...
That has nothing to do with the issue.
Yeah.
The issue is that you exercise power against an employee. It was an imbalance of power. Because you were treating him like a puppet, number one, no matter what he did.
I don't have my
and
hand
number
up
two,
back.
Number two, I have found that when people really don't have an issue, they start name-calling.
Well, ma'am,
you,
I apologize.
You haven't justified what you treated him without dignity, without respect.
Well, I'll tell you
and
this,
I think
I
you
apologize. I apologize for calling him a name. I was
you
simply
called him
trying...
not only a name, the way you were talking to him, like I wouldn't talk to a teenager that
Phil.
Way.
Phil.
Yes.
I apologize for calling you a Mick.
Thank you.
But you've got to agree that as an Irish Catholic, you're supposed to entertain us. You people on
no,
St.
You're not
Patrick's
supposed
Day...
To, as an, enter,
you,
as an a talk show host, he entertains.
Wait a second.
That's
black
not
people,
as an Irish Catholic.
Look, you got black...
He isn't hired as an Irish Catholic to
on St. Patrick's
is he,
Day, is. On
is
St.
that
Patrick's,
part of his contract?
On St. Patrick's Day, yes. Look,
is
blacks,
that part of his contract?
Blacks tap
is that
dance.
Written into his contract?
Black people tap dance, mix, dress up like leprechauns, and get drunk. That's
don't
what
people
we do.
Mix. That's a derogatory term.
And you Jews, you do what you do. We all do what we do.
We do what we do.
Right.
We do what we do, but that doesn't mean you don't treat people
David,
with dignity and respect.
I
got to
tell you something. You can offend
that
me.
You publicly get on the air and do this to a person.
Come on,
like
Phil.
He's not a human being.
Lay some of that stuff on the lady.
Sure and Begora, ma'am. 'Tis a beautiful day, isn't it?
May not when things like this happen.
Yeah. May the...
Go on, be charming, Phil.
Oh, my dear sainted mother, ma'am, would you like to sit down and perhaps raise a cup with me?
Well, I don't...
Isn't he charming? Isn't he charming? Now, look, the Irish get drunk, the blacks tap dance...
What do you mean the Irish get drunk? Are they the only ones in Alcoholics
and
Anonymous?
The Jews have their hand in the till. We all do what we do. And
boy,
and
that was
not.
You talk about offensive.
What?
The one thing about the Irish getting drunk and the blacks tap dancing, but what's this? The Jews have their hand in the till.
Everybody does what they do.
No, you're lumping people together, and when you do that, that's what a bigot does.
Play some of that Irish
people,
music. Play the Irish. There you go. What do you think of this Irish music, ma'am?
I like all kinds of music.
Well, this is actually Irish music.
But I like
music.
People who treat other people with dignity and respect and don't abuse their power.
I don't.
And that's what you do.
I don't like people like that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
I'm sorry you don't, because
I
it
don't.
Certainly didn't reflect well on you.
This is Jewish music, too.
I don't care what it is. It's just that when you haven't got an issue that's decent, you use your full name. People do this.
Say that again.
When people don't have an issue, a real issue, they feel mad.
I didn't hear you.
When you can't hear me before that music.
Say it one more time.
I said when people don't have a real issue, they feel mad.